Welcome back, you fucking nerds. We've been gone for a while because everything's just been fucked up.
Yeah.
Locally, my friends across the pond, it's our bullshit. I'm sorry. But this is your boy, Lord Braden. And across from me is...
the Lord on high, Tristan.
Fuck Freddy. Anyway. So this episode... it's like an annual thing, because we did it last year, I believe, but it was like more in January,
yeah,
because of the January 6th bullshit.
But shit has went so crazy this year.
Man.
Because 2022 is really the sequel to 2020.
Yeah, it's 2022.
Yeah.
T-O-O.
Like as in 2020 also.
Yeah.
Like, dude, what the fuck is wrong, America?
And we stand with Bungie.
Oh, dude, that was so sweet. They are pissing people off.
Like,
all the stick to making games. Like, fuck you,
what,
dude.
What kind of Laura Ingraham bullshit shut up and dribble type derelict is that?
And I loved that one of Bungie's responses was, no, because this affects our employees. So why the fuck would we be quiet?
And our females are gamers. Girls can be gamers too, guys.
And here's the thing. Y'all are so used to soulless fucking companies that when leaders of a company actually have a fucking moral compass and convictions, that it offends people. That's fucking insane to me.
Yeah. No, I'm living in a red state. I can personally say that our neoconservatives, I won't say conservatives, because they're, even conservatives are tired of this bullshit.
Yep.
The new conservative class, the neoconservatives, they're the softest. Like, I like playing shooting games because I'm more likely to run into them. Because they're like, this is the alpha game. This is the alpha tier.
Dude.
And it is, it's like meals on wheels. It's just perfect.
One of my favorite things is when I kill one of them in Call of Duty or whatever the fuck it is I'm playing, you just, because you know you can just hear them for a brief second when they die. And you just, fucking digger! And I'm just like, really? Really? Every time? Like, all right, cool, whatever. That shit is hilarious.
But you won't say that shit outside, homie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, all you fucking E-thugs.
Oh, my God, dude. So, I was on a Ben Shapiro post. I know how you love him. But I learned today that the word...
so bad.
That the word WAP is a racist word, and that made me a racist for calling him Benny.
Technically, yes. It's WAP is disrespectful to Italians.
Is it? A wet-ass pussy?
But the word WAP is like, it's supposed to be derogatory for Italian. I don't know how you get WAP from Italian or Italia or whatever the fuck, but yeah.
I'm about to hit up my Italian friends. Like, hey, man, what the fuck does WAP mean?
What I heard back in the day was like, you know why they're called WAPs? And I was like, no. I don't think anybody does. And then he's like, because it's the sound they make when you throw them against the wall. WAP. And I'm just like, what? First of all, that don't make no fucking sense. Yeah. It'd be more of a thud.
War.
You know, it's just like...
they make a whoop sound.
And I'm like, and who's just picking up a full-grown Italian man? Right. And you're throwing him with enough force and vigor to make a fucking sound like that. Like, stupid. But, yeah. It is technically a derogatory term.
Is it spelled like W-A-P?
I believe so. Or it might be W-O-P. Oh, because I know a former friend of mine was... you know, of Italian descent. His last name is Benassi. We were just making racist jokes back and forth. And I was like, shut up, you fucking WAP. And he was like, you know what? I don't even know what a derogatory term for Greek is. Because he called me a beaner. And I was like, that don't mean shit to me, dude. Like, and he just looked it up in his WOG. W-O-G. And I was like, look at that, you fucking Italian bastards. Y'all just trying to steal everything and just like change a letter from it. Greeks are wogs, y'all want to be wops, you motherfuckers. Like, you stole our gods.
They made a wog sound when I threw them against the wall. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't get wog either. I'm like, how the fuck is that disrespectful? It sounds like a weapon, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I was like, nah, dude. Wet-ass pussy is not a racial thing. I'm sorry. I was like, but according to him and his wife, it's an infection. I was like, because he lacks the capacity to sexually please her. He's like, whatever, you're just a racist and a bigot. And da, da, da. If you ever got into a room to debate with Ben Shapiro, he would kill you. I'm like, no, he fucking wouldn't.
He just got bodied at Iowa State.
Yeah. I'm like,
I watched that dude when they were like covering the mic. He's like, this isn't free speech. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no, I told you would love that shit.
Oh, man.
The setup. It was the setup. Like, well, I'm going to meet you where you can, like, where you are going to relate. And I'm going to fuck you with it. And I was like, thank baby Jesus. But here is where the fuck off is in America. Is, I mean, we kindly glazed over it with the whole bungee thing. But our SCOTUS are lying. Well, they lied on their confirmation hearing. And they plan to overturn Roe v. Wade. Because, like, well, it's not directly stated in the Constitution. And I'm like, but body autonomy is. So, you don't have to see abortion in the Constitution for it to be constitutional. Body autonomy is there. Like,
yeah, I understand that it's an umbrella thing. Yeah, and I'm it like, falls okay, under so that umbrella.
The Second Amendment doesn't say you get to have more than one gun. Sorry.
Side note, has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I learned that as a felon, I can have a gun.
Yeah.
But it has to be a muzzle-loaded gun or a black powder gun because they're technically classified as antiques and felons can own them. And they only shoot about 200 to 250 yards away. I'm like, that's two football fields, dude. That's fine with fucking me, shit. I just need something for protection. I'm not about to be out here John Wayne and shit.
Well, shit, they're passing laws that you can have a ghost gun. You have no documentation on it.
Really?
Yes. You can make your own fucking pistol and it'd be legal.
Really?
Yes.
So no serial?
It's part of the constitutional rights. I'm like, to have an unregulated gun? I'm like, you guys are scared of colored people, but you guys are giving them more ways to gain weapons. Which, another thing, I was talking to a dude, and he swears up and down that anybody that's not a Republican doesn't own a gun. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, have you stepped outside the West, though? You ever been to a house party, my guy?
So the dude I ride with now, right, he's not a Republican because he said he doesn't vote because he feels like his vote doesn't matter. But he does kind of lean right wing with most shit, but not like in a terrible way. Like,
which is fine. Their messaging is a lot better than what the fucking yeah, Dems do.
He's sick of like wokeness and people being fake woke. And I'm like, I'm sick of that shit too, dude. That don't make you fucking, but whatever. But he was talking about gun control and shit like that. And I was just like, bro, do you know why the gun laws were passed in California back in the 60s? And he was like, well, what do you mean? I was like, just Google it real quick. Just Google California gun laws 60s and why. And he's sitting there reading it about the Black Panthers. He's like, well, that's fucked up. And I was like, yeah, it is, ain't it?
That was the last time we had
any slightly melanated motherfucker who exercises their rights that these fucking right-wing nut jobs love to know your rights and my rights. But that extends to everybody, bud, not just you. But when they start doing it, it's a fucking problem. I'm like, do you know about Tulsa? And he was like, Oklahoma? I was like, yeah, yeah. But do you know about Black Wall Street specifically? And he was like, no. Had him look it up. He's like, wait, hold on. I was like, yeah, white people told these motherfuckers, get your own shit. Build your own city. Build your own banks. Your own everything. And stay the fuck away from us. They did that. White people saw that and was like, I don't like that shit at all. Burned it to the fucking ground.
Yep.
Do you know about Rosewood? No. I'm like, you know about Oscarville? That's a very rare one that people don't know about. I'm like, bruh, they destroyed a city and then built a lake over it. And they didn't even tear down the city. Like, if you have scuba gear and you go to the fucking,
you see the fucking city,
the lake, you can go down there and explore an abandoned fucking city underwater. Like, it's just fucking insane, man. And I'm like,
no, that's a lot of CRT thrown out there.
That's the other thing. He was talking about that. I'm like, bruh, CRT is basically just what actually happened.
Well, yeah, it's a historic context, but you only learn it at a collegiate level.
Yeah.
Like, it's a graduate school course.
It is.
Or elective, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You have to pay to learn it. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Because like, he was mentioning, like, well, I don't want my daughter taught about transgender stuff. I'm like, yeah, if they're in kindergarten and shit, they shouldn't be. That's fine. I agree with that. Each thing you're complaining about should get taught at a certain age.
But the whole don't say gay bill out in Florida, which I have a friend who's a teacher out in Florida. Bless his fucking heart. But
boy, is he fighting an uphill battle.
Oh, and he's a black teacher, too.
Oh, yeah. He's fighting two uphill battles.
Yeah, right? So I was like, because I read him the bill. I mean, it was only a couple pages. And he's like, well, yeah, K-3. I'm like, what follows after that whole K-3 rhetoric or anything age appropriate? I'm like, so it's speculative for anybody, any teacher be like, oh, no. Or any parent was like, no, my 12-year-old doesn't need to learn about that. It's not age appropriate. It's not age appropriate. It can go all the way up to fucking senior year. I'm like, what they're trying to do is, and Matt Gaetz said the quiet part out loud, these fucking liberals are overeducated. Overeducated? That's your problem? Say less. So you want people dumb.
Yeah. That's what they, yeah. That's...
They banned 54 math books. He's a fucking math teacher. Because it had CRT in it. No, it had Maya Angelou referenced in it. In a fucking word problem. Just Maya Angelou, not...
Yeah, but if it was Emily Dickinson, he wouldn't have had no fucking problem.
Right. I was like, yo. He was like, man, I can't fucking live here. I'm like, no, you have to stay there. You have to stay there and you have to vote fucking blue as much as you can. I'm like, maybe that's what everybody's moving to Florida for. Like, yeah, we got to save this bitch.
Dude, here, Omaha. My wife's a teacher. Where she works at, what'd she say? Fucking, when this school year's done, like upwards of 30 teachers are just quitting. They're like, we're not coming back. Fuck OPS. Fuck this school. Y'all don't give a shit about us teachers. Y'all are basically just treating us like glorified fucking babysitters. Y'all,
oh, yeah. The pandemic revealed that.
Dude, it's fucking insane. People want
their government-appointed babysitters to watch their kids again.
I keep telling my wife, I'm like, dude, you need to go to private school. Teach at a private school.
Well, I think that's what they want to do with public schools. Texas said it out loud. I wanted to send you the link, too. I totally spaced on it. They're trying to take public schools. Well, Governor Abbott wants to... they have like a state Supreme Court. And he wants to take away the rhetoric that says that public schools are free and stuff like that. They want to turn to charter schools because charter schools can still take public funds for public schools. They're going to divert that funding from the public schools to charter schools and then turn it all public, like how Betsy DeVos wanted it to be. So only certain classes of people can get education, basic education, and mostly minority people aren't going to be able to afford it. So they're not going to get educated.
I love that they do this shit, and then in the same breath, but like, we're not racist. We want everybody. I'm like, really? Do you?
No, but the Dems are the communists. I'm like, this is communism.
100%, dude. because the dude I ride with at work now, he likes Trump for some reason.
Well, personality-wise.
I mean, you know, I like him because he's comedy, but... I found this quote from Trump's mother, and I had to look it up to make sure it was legit. And I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact quote, but Trump's mother was just like, to paraphrase it, she was like, he's a fucking idiot.
Oh, his dad outright said
it. Oh, I know his dad was like, I can't believe this sack of shit is my son. But his mom was like, oh, he's an idiot, he's dumb, and... I hope he never gets into politics because it would be a disaster. And I'm like, she fucking nailed it.
She saw this shit coming. I'm like, this is your
parents. Like, I love my son Randy to death, but I don't ever want him to be president.
No.
Like, because, and he's just, nah.
He wanted to go head with a blind deer.
Yeah. Like, listen, bud, you ain't got superpowers. You better calm your monkey ass down.
It's blind. It ain't gonna hit me. I'm like, it only has one path to take. You, motherfucker. Like, it was in a porch. So it had railings on both sides of it. I had sent Tristan the video. And I was like, if your son dies today, I'm sorry. Like, I tried stopping him. He's hard-headed.
Like, I'm like, that's cool. He dies on the job. I'll get some sort of payout. Like, right. Fuck it. That's just Darwinism at work.
Dude, like, man. I've been advocating for Darwinism, like, since there's a new COVID spike coming and shit like that. And it was like, oh, yeah, another, well, the White House said today that they're running out of COVID booster shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, you can have the boost that was reserved for me. I'm like, good. I want Darwinism to take it, just to run its course and just knock all these dumb motherfuckers out. And this lady's like, how dare you say that? We are all God's children. I'm like, you guys are literally opting to run that fade. If you survive, bet. Hats off to you. But if you die, then, I mean, more room for us.
You know what I mean? Like, go meet your maker. That's what you want.
It's supposed to be a turtle race, but you try to get there sooner, I'm not going to stop you.
And one of the Facebook fucking threads I was in, talking about the Roe v. Wade, and dude was like, I don't want to hear shit about my body, my choice, because that shit went out the window with mandated vaccines.
False equivalency.
I was like, that's exactly what I hit. I was like, motherfucker, one's a public health epidemic. The other affects 1 to 2 people. That's it. And you can't consider the embryo a fucking person.
Oh, my God.
Don't give a shit how much you want to argue.
I am, like, I almost made a TikTok respond to somebody about
it. I saw a billboard that said, a smile develops at 3 weeks. Bitch, please. You show me a 3-week embryo smiling, and I'm going to show you some beachfront property in Omaha. Right. Fuck out of here, man. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I've done so much research on just, like, a zygote and, like, the whole process. I was like, prove to me in the first, second, or third trimester, well, maybe third trimester, that this pregnancy has a conscious thought. I'm like, because some of the rhetoric I'm reading, you guys are calling the baby or the fetus, the zygote, whatever, a parasite, because the mom is the host body.
It's essentially what it is.
I mean, really. I'm like, you're not wrong. Like, so you're saying we shouldn't get rid of our parasites. Is that what we're saying?
So when your dog has worms, let them be there. Yeah. They're supposed to be. That's life, baby. Yeah.
Yep. God. Yeah. Point. I'm like, but I mean, I even had to throw out fucking Bible verses. I'm like, you know, God wiped out the first sons of millions, billions.
And if we're going off, it actually happened. He literally killed everybody but 4 fucking people on a boat just to reset shit. And instead of making them right and good people, he's just like, eh, throw the same kind of people back out there.
Yep.
Like, you fucking idiots.
He killed the mother of, what was her, like, Gnora or some shit like that. Because she looked at the devastation that was going to take place at their hometown. And then the daughters raped the dad, got him drunk. Oh,
that was the that Sodom and Gomorrah fucking thing, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, so he allowed incest while he mass murdered a whole entire city? Like, is he really pro-life? Or is he like, let me get all the stupid people out of here.
That's the thing, like, I hate that. I'm pro-life. No, you're pro-birth.
Pro-control is what I call it.
That too, because once the child is born, y'all don't give a fuck.
Nope. I'm like, and you guys, and I even did research on the whole adoption system. I'm like, you know how flawed that bitch is?
Dude, the dude I ride with, he was talking about adoption. I just want a child to have a better life than they would normally have. Cool, that's admirable. I understand that. And then he tells me that, because him and his wife have 3 kids, biological. The adoption people told him, like, well, it's going to be, like, way harder for you to adopt a kid because you have 3 of your own. Wait, you're telling me that because he has 3 kids, it's going to be harder to adopt? That wouldn't make
that child needs more attention.
But it'd have siblings and shit and a loving fucking home and everything else. And he said now he has to, spend like $7,000 on a fucking class that only kind of would get them maybe considered to be adopted. And he was like, dude, I don't think that. I'm like, fuck no, it ain't worth it, man.
Because
like,
the whole adoption system is flawed as fuck. Nobody knows anything about it because they just think, like, the idea of it, like, it's just, every child that goes into the adoption system gets adopted.
Yeah.
No, the fuck they don't. I'm like, and the older you get, the harder it is to get adopted.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, oh, they're already an adult. They don't fucking need to have a home.
Yeah, nobody wants to adopt a 16-year-old.
Right.
At all.
They're already fucking developed their fucking anxious fucking anxiety based hormones is just a big ass fucking mess the way they see it.
And then not saying all of them, but a good chunk of them are already fucked up because they've been through so many foster fucking systems. And
they live out of their backpack. They never unpack their backpack.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
So I'm like, I mean, like, this whole adoption rhetoric is fucking flawed on its face. In America, I didn't say this on air yet, but we have the highest infantile and maternal mortality rate when compared to all developed nations. So if we force women to have these babies, you think that statistic's going to go down? No, the fuck it's not. It's going to go up. And then in some states, they're like Ohio or Virginia, one of those fucking original fucking colonies, they're even forcing rape victims to have the baby.
Which is...
Because they're like, it's not the baby's fault. You can't blame the child for the sins of the father. I'm like, so they're going to have to do a parenting plan with their rapist?
But you know why? Because that's in the Bible.
Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
Separation of church and state.
But at work, they were talking about, you know, homosexuality is a sin. And one of the dudes was like, it's the ultimate sin. It's in the Bible. I was like, oh, if we're going that way, I'm allowed to rape your daughter. And if I give you what the equivalent of the money back then, which would be about $450 today. If I rape your daughter and get you $450, you're not allowed to press charges, and I get to marry her. Does that seem like a fucking logical thing? No, you fucking morons. Quit putting all your stock in a fucking book that was rewritten over 60 fucking times.
Matthew 6:7 or 6:5 says that you shouldn't be going to church. Like, anybody that erects the church in God's name is like a false prophet, and you're supposed to carry the will of God within yourself. Like, if you guys want to go through verse for verse of the fallacies of this ideology, we definitely can.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a field day I'd love to participate in.
And I found out 2 loopholes from, well, I think you told me about the Satanism one. Like, if you identify as a Satan religion,
you have religion exemption.
Yes, from it. Yeah, to get, a, get an abortion.
Yep.
Well, my friend in Europe.
Dude, quiet as kept. The Church of Satan is becoming like favorite fucking religion, dude. And the crazy thing is, they don't even believe in the Satan.
Nope, they don't.
Fucking having that conversation on goddamn Facebook. I'm like, well, who believes in Satan? Christians.
Yep.
Christians do.
But think about it this way. Like, Satan, Lucifer, Morningstar. I was like, he was, like, all the angels were created to be perfect beings. And who was the favorite son? Lucifer. He was the one that was almost instructed to become the next God, if anything. I was like, he was the most perfect son. He disagreed with his father. He was the only one that was perfect enough, smart enough, omniscient enough to fucking disagree with the with his dad. I was like, so even if we get into the skinny of it, because I was listening to a theologist like really break it down. I was like, you know what? Like, they're angry at someone that's supposed to be perfect. Like, at least in God's eyes. He spent the most time making his perfect son.
Did he, I was listening to a theologist, too. He was talking about Adam and Eve. And I guess the whole, according to him, it's not actually not in the Bible, but I guess through, like, other texts or whatever, fuck. He was saying that Lucifer was in love with another angel. God knew about that shit.
Yep.
And that created the whole rift and everything. And then Lucifer was like, no, you're wrong. This is that and the third. So that all happens. Cast Lucifer out. Fast forward to Adam and Eve. God, being a petty, spiteful fuckface that he is, creates Eve in the exact image of the fucking angel. And Lucifer's like, you punk bitch. Are you fucking serious?
Because it was also like, because Eve took the same image as Lilith. Lilith was the, she looked just like the angel that Lucifer fell in love with. But since Adam didn't like this one because she had a personality, she had an opinion. He's like, all right, we got to get rid of the fucking Lilith. I'm going to take your rib and make Eve. Dude, man, especially when Marjorie Taylor Greene talked about that shit. I was like, shut up, you fucking rib. So many people got pissed off. You're a misogynist. No, she said that she's a rib. Like, I don't want to hear an opinion from a fucking rib.
Dude, like, that's one of the, this is another reason why I'm like, why are y'all putting so much stock in this Bible? Like, Adam and Eve had 3 sons, Cain and Abel, and the other one. Nobody knows his fucking name for real. Like, you literally got to look it up. Like, what the fuck was the other son's name? But all 3 of them sons married.
Yep.
Who the fuck did they marry? If God only made these 2 people, where these 3 broads come from?
Yep.
Like, something's wrong here. There's a fallacy in this story.
They had their own fucking village and shit. Yeah, no. That's why, like, the whole, like...
Have you ever seen the movie Year One?
Oh, yeah, the one with Matt Serra and...
And Jack Black?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I think. I'm like, yeah, these motherfuckers were so isolated, they thought only they existed in the world. They ate the fruit of knowledge, and then they start seeing the rest of the world around them. And I'm like, huh, that shit's hilarious.
Yeah, no, I was... And I've been a staunch supporter of women having a fucking choice. Like, yeah, I personally wouldn't want somebody to get an abortion. It just sounds like a dirty process. But I'm not, my opinion is not gonna like stop them from wanting to have the choice. We gotta trust our women to make the right choice. Plus, nobody, at least as far as I can research, because I really looked for this shit, nobody just has a baby or gets into the third trimester and just doesn't want the baby no more.
Yeah.
No. At that point, they already had their house child-proofed, the whole nesting process, names picked out, and everything. The only time it does happen is if there's a medical issue.
Yep.
I'm like, if anything, the first trimester is when all and abortions and shit happen. Because it's like, I'm not financially set for this. This motherfucker raped me or whatever. Like, there was no stability there. Let me tell you, like, as a person who has to raise a kid that's not in my house, I have to do the whole parenting time bit. Like, the family justice system, especially in Nebraska, fucking sucks.
Preaching to the choir, bud.
I know. When I first had a visitation, I spent $25 an hour just to be supervised and be in the same room as my son because of false allegations. I was like, so if you force all these babies to happen, the family court system and those lawyers and shit, they're going to make bank. You guys are literally bringing capitalism into family court.
Yeah.
That's all that's happening.
Child support is a fucking scam.
It is.
Because if a woman has a baby and gives it up for adoption, how come she's not on the hook for child support?
Yeah. Or, I spun this at somebody. So somebody was like super pro, like, oh, life begins at conception. I'm like, all right, so if you have a baby or if you get a girl pregnant, you should be on child support day one.
Yep.
I'm like, the baby should be added to the census. They should qualify for life insurance should they miscarry.
How come you can't claim them on taxes?
Exactly. I was like, how come I should be 9 months older than I am right now?
Exactly.
So I'll be like,
exactly. Why am I?
No, trust me. When I asked him all this, he's like, well, no, that's not the same thing. I'm like, no, no, no. Life begins at conception, my friend. I was like, you can't straw man this shit.
If life begins at conception, then...
I'm like...
It's just...
So let's say they find out between 6 to 8 weeks that the woman's pregnant. Yeah. You're 2 months behind, homie.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, and according to the billboard, that's when smiles happen. It's just like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Oh, you can detect a heartbeat. 6 to 8 weeks. No, it's cellular activity.
Yeah, they don't.
Literally, like, it gives an electric pulse that registers as a heartbeat.
Because it's syncing up with the mother's heartbeat.
Exactly.
Like, do y'all not understand this? Like, Jesus, titty fucking Christ.
At the end of the first trimester is when the heart develops. The end. So the beginning of the second trimester. It's like, so, I mean, you want to go through semantics, let's go through semantics. I'm like, so if you bust a nut, you just killed millions of kids.
Yeah. Every time, and I know every dude, I don't give a fuck how right you are.
Entire civilization. Like, yeah, every night.
I personally am responsible for the annihilation of probably two planets worth of people. Like, you know what I mean?
Infinite Earth.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I've killed a multiverse. Firing off knuckle babies since I was like fucking 13. You know what I mean? Like, the fuck out of here, dude. Just fucking, like, the people who are so pro-life are usually the people you don't want to fuck anyways. Like,
dude, and the rise of incels. I showed you that TikTok debate that I had.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's like, oh, you, the Dems are making people incels. I'm like, no, y'all do it all on your own. Yeah. It's like,
dude, y'all are digging your own grave and don't even fucking realize it. Like, it's fucking...
Oh, dude, you see fucking Madison Cawthorn? All this shit's coming out about him?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, my God. This dude's like... Alright, I'm all for the bromance between, like, guys and being with the guys and shit. Like, borderline gay shit.
Right.
This motherfucker... I think they said it's his cousin. Oh, so they're kissing cousins. Is that what they are?
Alright.
But this motherfucker, like... They're like grabbing each other's thighs while they're driving. There's a clip. I didn't see the video, but there's a clip of like either Madison's getting his cheeks clapped or Madison's trying to clap this dude's cheeks. All I know is they're both shirtless and in boxers and shit. And there was already pictures of this man cross-dressing at a party. Like, he was wearing like a corset and a bra and whatnot. I'm like, I think this is like all projection. All these fears that are coming out.
Dude.
It's just all projection.
Throughout my, what is it, 890? Yeah. I've been alive for 5-6 decades now, and I'm not even fucking 50 years old. But throughout the decades, all the fucking super staunch, you know, fuck these queers and fucking fags, you ain't get no rights. You got good chunk of them senators and shit were caught with dudes. Caught with dudes.
Oh, Charles Herbst, the guy's running for governor right now.
Oh, that fuck face.
He has an active sexual assault case pending right now.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Did not know that.
Yeah, I was like, get the fuck out of here. I gotta do my my ghost ballot so I can mail that bitch in.
That dude, like, I was looking up him and I was like, dude, all your shit's based in Missouri.
Yeah, he don't live here.
Yeah, and he's, you want to be
Josh Hawley.
I was like, and you want to be
well, he's like, he made an ad. He's like, well, I do live in Nebraska. I just do business outside of Nebraska. I'm like, no, you fucking don't live here.
Was like, you know, at least with Pete Ricketts, he was born and raised here, and his business is fucking here.
Yeah, TD Ameritrade.
Yeah, as sack of shit as he is. But, like, ugh.
Yeah.
I saw a billboard for Herbster with, had Trump and who the fuck was the female on it? I can't remember her fucking name. Might have been Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Probably.
Talking about, they endorse Chuck Herbster. Great minds think alike. I'm like, that's the fucking bar y'all setting.
Yeah.
I was like, no, because
he was here earlier this week, I think, like Tuesday or something like that.
Trump?
Yeah, or... Trump and, because they did a rally.
Yeah, I think they were like in Ashland or some shit like that.
Yeah. I was like, that's when, like, they did a report and, like, other women were like, yeah, there's like at least 7 women, I think, that accused Charles Herbster of sexual assault. I was like, get the fuck out of here. That's fucking wild. And then I guess one GOP candidate who actually, he won his primary, but he's in jail for murdering his wife. And then the Daily Show was like, so is he pro-life or what? I was like, y'all, that's too soon, bro.
Oh, man, like, I love it.
We're asking the big questions here. Is he pro-life or what? Let me see if I can find that fucking post. That shit was hilarious.
That's the shit that gets me with the... wow. That's the shit that gets me with the people who support these motherfuckers. I'm like, y'all claim to be this pro-life, pro all this, that, and the third. Y'all candidates can literally murder somebody... And they will make all the excuses in the world. I saw a fucking, was it Jordan Klepper interviewing
her? Oh, yeah. He's fucking, him and the Good Liars on TikTok are fucking hilarious.
Fucking national treasures. But it might have been him. But he was talking to a chick about Joe Biden. And she's like, I just don't trust him. I just don't trust him. I trust Trump. And he was like, why don't you trust Joe Biden? And her answer was, because he has no lawsuits against him. No sexual harassment. And he goes, Trump has sex. She was like, yeah, that's why I trust him. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
I didn't see that.
You can't trust somebody if they don't have like a sexual assault allegation against them? Like, you're
that's
a woman.
That's how I know they're real.
Yeah, I'm like, you're a fucking woman. Like, I hope all their daughters get raped and impregnated.
Damn, dude.
Like, just like, I don't want a girl to get raped. I really don't, because it's a despicable fucking crime. But I need something bad to happen to every one of them. Like, not their daughters. I hope they get raped. Like,
yeah, no, if she got raped because she trusts a guy who sexually assaults people, then she can go ahead and be a victim.
Dude, that shit
I put her
is,
on the chopping block.
Another one was this dude. I think they were in Iowa. He was talking to him about, like, so... He's like, so, you know, Biden's the president. He's like, nope, Trump's president. He was like, no, Biden won the election. He's like, nope, Trump's been the president the whole time.
Oh, I seen that one. He's like, so how do you feel about the Afghan pullout?
Yeah. He's like, well, he's like, well, hold on. If Trump's the president, then Trump pulled those troops out of, well, no.
I'm like,
no.
Hold on. Be sure to stretch before performing mental gymnastics.
I was like, come on, bud. I need to hear this bullshit logic you're about to come up with.
And... as me, Brayden, I don't believe in the two-party system. I shit on both equally. I get banned on Facebook regularly for shitting on both parties. I was like, but the tribalism between the left and the right, like anytime you disagree with anybody on the right, and there's more times than I do with people on the left, I'm automatically a communist, a pedophile.
A libtard.
I'm like, how am I being liberal by disagreeing with you? like even historically speaking, liberals have been staunchly on the right side of things, just because like it's in the like there's nothing wrong with being conservative, but there's a degree of where you can't go, and we're going there right now. Like, because they're going, you will think about Democrats were part of the KKK originally. I'm like, no, conservatism was. I was like, and your good old buddy Abe Lincoln, he was not a Republican, he was a Democratic Republican. That was the official name of the party then. I was like,
plus they act like that fucking ideologies can't switch.
Oh yeah, I'm like, because that was like, cause conservatism is an ideology. Democrat and Republican are a political party. I'm like, conservatism has always been on the right.
You can be Democratic and conservative, like it's plausible. Yeah, you can be a Republican and liberal. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, think about it. Elizabeth Warren was a Republican.
Yep.
Now she's a progressive. I was like, Nancy Pelosi, she's a conservative through and through.
Yep.
There's no way she's beating the stock market and running Congress. There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
And you saw how scared she got. And they were like, oh, yeah, we should make it to where political politicians, really, they can't invest in the stock market while they're in office. And she was like, whoa, hold the fuck up now. You can't do that to me. Because that means I would only be making $100,000 a year. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, no. Only $100K a year. Fuck you.
I was like, bitch, you're beating the stock market right now. You ain't got too much life left in you. Why do you need to keep making millions?
That's what I don't understand. Like, y'all motherfuckers is 70 plus years. That also brings the, like, we really need term limits.
Yeah. If you're between 55 and 60, you can't be in office.
There's no reason Mitch McConnell's old fucking turtle out of a shell looking ass should fucking.
He looks like an uncircumcised dick.
He just.
Fucking. All those fossils need to be out. Biden too. Trump too. Trump is literally a year or two younger than Biden.
Yep.
And they're both.
And he loves calling him a crazy old man. Like, I'm sorry. Like, pot meat kettle. Like, what the fuck are you?
You can't. Like, Biden has a speech impediment. What's your excuse for not forming a coherent sentence? He didn't even know the name of his own fucking social media app.
Dude, who was it? The fucking, was it Marjorie Taylor Greene? That she was talking about. She meant to say, she wanted to say Gestapo, but said
Gazpacho.
Gazpacho.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that Marjorie Taylor?
Yep.
I'm like, you want soup, you stupid bro? Bitch. You want a cold soup? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, but y'all are supposed to be the party of education. Like, what the fuck? Man. And I love it because those are the same motherfuckers. Illegal immigrants, illegal immigrants.
Like, to love thy neighbor.
I'm like, wasn't it y'all ancestors who came over here? They didn't speak the language over here.
Oh, no.
They took the land and then proceeded to ruin it.
Imperialism. And then today, and it was revealed.
Manifest destiny. Like, yeah. Fuck you.
And then today, it was revealed that Trump wanted to bomb Mexico. Well, the drug cartels. Just the drug cartels. I'm like, you know where they operate? In fucking residential neighborhoods. I was like, so you're gonna Putin before Putin Putined Ukraine? Like, is that what we're saying? You wanted to Putin before Putin Putined.
I love the people. I'm like, if Trump was in office, it wouldn't have fucking happened like that. No, it wouldn't have. He'd have been right there with him.
Dude, man, he got bent over Putin's desk for 2.5 hours and pretty much, like, deleted the whole conversation and then came out swinging at his own intel agencies. And as somebody who was in the intel agency in the Air Force, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? We're, like, staunch on measuring 7 times and cutting once. Like, we have to make sure our sources are confirmed before we even put it out there, because if it doesn't, it could be a national security risk. I was like, so you're going to shit on us because Putin said so? I don't see why he would. What? Like, as an intel dude, I was upset at that point. Usually, I don't give a shit what Trump says. If he's racist, you're racist. Whatever. Just be racist. But if you're going to sit here and shit and, like, you're going to be pro-military but then shit on the military, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That's the... Y'all are so pro-military until they're out of service and here and have PTSD and can't fucking... And then it's just like, oh...
They all voted nay on expanding veteran health care.
Did they?
This year. This year. All Republicans all said nay. You could... Like, I tell people, I'm like, if you think the Dems aren't doing nothing, which they're not getting nothing passed, but they're voting to try and get things passed. But if you looked on yays and nays on the senator website, because that's a shorter list, it's only 50 of them.
Right.
You can see all the D's are in the yays, and all the R's are in the nays.
Uh-huh, but they're pro-military.
Yep, even on the inflation thing. They try to hold a quorum so they can address inflation, because Biden had his whole administration, and before they can even confirm him, the Senate had to go in there. No Republicans showed up. And since you don't have enough Republicans, you can't hold a quorum. So nothing happened there either. So I'm like, this is literally obstructionist history. This is a bunch of Mitch McConnell's.
I love it because they're the same people that calls the quote unquote left and libs snowflakes, and oh, you always want to cancel something, but y'all the motherfuckers trying to ban books.
They canceled their own party members for not falling in line. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney. I don't even like Mitt Romney. I don't like any of them really. But at the same time, like, they at least toe the line somewhere. They're supposed to be the party that, like, supports our police, but at the same time, January 6th, they killed them. So, right. Like, especially Marjorie Taylor Greene, when she started a protection order or a lawsuit or something like that about against Jimmy Kimmel because he's because he made a joke about her. So she called the Capitol Police, the same police that she voted against to even give them congressional medals for defending the Capitol. She said nay to it, but she filed a report with them because he made fun of her for being stupid. I was like, so you don't like that he's exercising his First Amendment right? Like, the same chick who said that the Jews were starting wildfires out in California with their space laser. Like, come on now. Hope Amber Heard takes a shit on your pillow.
Dude, did you... since you brought her up, did you see her do coke on the stand?
No.
She did coke on the stand. Like,
I mean,
YOLO, like, now she didn't break a line down, but she had her, she had this tissue, right? Mm-hmm. And she's, and she puts the tissue up to her fucking nose and then just plugs one nostril and goes, you don't put tissue to your nose to sniff up.
Yeah.
And then when she brings it down, she's like, and I was just like, yo, what the? It's like
Bobby Brown at the MTV Awards.
It's like, god damn, dude. Like, sad thing is, though. She's still so fucking
she
hot.
I would
try to.
I did see a little TikTok clip of Johnny Depp saying that he's like, "How do you think she got to Aquaman? Like, got cast in Aquaman?" I was like, "Yo, he got her. He's the one that got her in."
Wow. Well, good on him because she looks so good as Mira.
She does as a redhead.
I saw somebody on TikTok like, "We need to boycott Aquaman 2 when it comes out." I'm like, Nope.
I'm watching it.
Yeah.
The first one was so good.
Yeah. I was like, nope.
I'm like, look, you got to be objective in this point. I'm not really for canceling actors for being fucked up. Like, what's his face? Like Mel Gibson, Clint Eastwood, like all racist motherfuckers. They have some good films. Sorry.
I still enjoy Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. I was like, I mean,
Tombstone. That's one of Unforgiven. That's one of my favorite fucking westerns.
Yeah, I'm just like, I mean, like, yes, are they racist acts of shit? I don't want to give them money, but if it's a good movie, it's a good movie.
Yeah, as long as they're not actually like on some R. Kelly shit.
Yeah,
I'm okay with it.
Well, I mean, R. Kelly, he's making his own music, and when you think about all those love songs, he's singing about some minors.
Yeah.
And that just like, oh, you can't say it's not a good song. I'm like, it's about minors, dog.
You know what I told Nina? I was like, you know, somebody needs to come out and just re-record all of R. Kelly songs so we can enjoy them.
Yep.
It's so just like
clear conscious.
Yeah. Like, do you know how tough it is not to listen to I Believe I Can Fly? That's one of the most inspiration. You know how many fucking people graduated to that song in the fucking 90s and 2000s?
Yes.
Like, it's like, fuck, man. I saw this dude on TikTok. I don't know if I sent it to you. Stand-up comedian. He was like talking about Confederate statues being, oh, that's my history. That's my lineage. He's like, all right, that's cool. I understand that. Like, but you don't see black people building R. Kelly statues outside of daycares.
Yep.
I was like, and he's like, let's be honest. It wouldn't be a statue. It'd be a fountain. I was like, god damn.
Yeah, I've never seen that. That shit had me dying.
Oh, man, that shit's so stupid.
Like, that's like erecting statues of the DC sniper. A black son and father picking off white people.
Yeah.
I was like, do they get a statue?
Like, yeah.
Should I put them at the top of a clock tower?
Yeah.
Sniper rifle just aiming down at people.
You hear that, artist? Get on it. Make a fucking caprice with a sniper laying in the trunk.
Right.
Just, oh my goodness, dude. Like, people celebrate and it's just.
I'm like, dude, even right now, Russia, they're differentiating their army, which they're already differentiated from the Ukraine, by putting red armbands on their uniform.
No, that's not Nazi-like at all.
Runs around saying, like, I thought you guys were going there to liberate them from Nazis, not look like them.
No. No. Oh, they're dressing up like the gazpachos.
Yeah. No, but, like, I saw this theory, and it looks like it makes sense. I love conspiracy theories, but I don't really believe them.
Right.
But this one about Vladimir Putin kind of makes sense. Like,
oh, let me hear this.
Yeah. Well, like, first of all, you know how he walks and he always drags his arm?
Right.
Well, he always keeps one arm, like, really fastened just in case he has to draw, because that's what the KGB teaches you to do. Like, no matter what room you're in, you're supposed to have your one arm tensed up, ready to draw your sidearm in every room you walk into, because you never know what's going to happen.
Okay.
Well, he was sitting at an interview or something. He was sitting on a table. He was gripping the table as hard as he can, bouncing his leg. And yeah, people are starting to see like his face is pale. He's gaining weight, but it's like mostly in his face. And they're like, I think this motherfucker got cancer or something. Or he's got Parkinson's. No, somebody said Parkinson's. Because like the reason why he's tensing up is so his arms aren't shaking or whatever. Because if you tense up, yeah. So like some people are like, maybe this really is.
That's true, because Michael J. Fox did get fat in the face.
Yep.
So
somebody was spinning that like, I think this man either might have Parkinson's or some type of cancer. And he's like, before he gets bad or dies, this is his last hurrah. He's got to try and bring the USSR back. I was like, it makes sense. It's fucked up, but it makes kind of sense. But, I mean, like, it's not confirmed, so I can't believe it. But I'm like, it's up there. So if it does happen, I'm like, this guy called it.
It's plausible.
Yeah.
It's plausible.
And it's the only thing that makes sense as to why, like, the reason why he wants Ukraine so bad, even though he typed a 10-page love letter of why he wants to bring back the glory days of Russia, which is...
Yeah. But, I mean, were they glory days?
I mean, it depends on where you're
standing. I guess it depends on your socioeconomic standing inside of said USSR.
But, yeah, like, I'm like, the only way he would do this is either he's halfway out the door, he's going to lose an election because he can't, propagandize his whole nation because they're starting to see it because of TikTok is a China-related or China-developed app that's, like, fucking unregulated, practically. And we're seeing like unedited real time shit on both that and Twitter. So propaganda is hard to it's hard to project when you have actual users like showing shit happening as it's happening. Like Dave Chappelle almost getting stabbed.
Did you see the aftermath of it when he was
like handcuffed onto the gurney?
He got his ass whooped.
Oh yeah. I heard he ran straight into Busta and I was like, that's the last motherfucker you want to see in the backstage.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx was back there. I saw Chris Rock was there.
He was like, was that Will Smith? Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. But not from the shit I read. Fucking first motherfucker to him was Jamie Foxx and started beating the shit out of him. And then Busta was like there right after. And then I guess Chappelle went backstage and was like, motherfucker, and kicked him and stomped him a little bit. And somebody said Dave Chappelle should go to jail for that shit. I'm like, he got attacked, motherfucker. Well,
it's not really self-defense because yeah. The dude got out of the way. Then he went and whooped his ass some more. But they said he had like a gun knife type thing.
Dude, it was just a literal folding knife. But instead of just a traditional knife handle, it looks like a fucking revolver handle. And the blade just folds into the fucking butt.
So it really was like a 2-inch fucking blade.
Yes.
I mean, it's still a knife.
Yeah.
We're not trying to knock it. We're just trying to...
Yeah.
Talk about it.
But and he's keep going. It ejected the blade. I'm like, no, it didn't eject shit. It unfolded. Like, quit trying to stir up hysteria.
Like the phone comb, like the knife comb type deal.
Yeah.
But like smaller.
Yeah.
I saw the picture. I was like, is this like they fashioned this shit themselves? Or then I saw the little spring. I'm like, oh, it collapses. Because I thought, like, what was it going to do? Shoot it and hopefully it sticks.
Like a tactical knife. Just
yeah. Like, oh. Hope like most of those things don't stick like they do in the movies. I'm sorry.
No, they don't.
I'm like, as somebody who's spent many hours throwing knives, like,
I have throwing knives at home. And they do not stick as often as you would fucking think.
You have to throw them just right.
Yep.
And a fucking gun is not going to propel a knife hard enough to do the damage you want it to. And if you want to, you have to at least get, you have to do at least 4 inches on a blade to do some significant damage. Let's fucking go, boys!
Hey, speaking of 4 inches, I don't know if I sent that to you.
I don't want to see 4 inches.
No. Dude was talking about the expression hung like a horse.
Oh, yeah.
I started dying, dude. I'm like, so if you're 200 pounds, you got a 4-inch dick, you're technically hung like a horse. I'm like, what the? Why'd you do the math on this, dude? Like, that's fucking hilarious.
Man, I learned so much shit on TikTok. Dude. It's literally a necessary evil. Like, we need it. You get all the aspects of... I mean, I try to stay away from the political and social shit because it's exhausting. It's just nonstop fucking drama. Like, I don't follow the Johnny Depp shit because that's just like PTSD type shit.
Yeah, I understand why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You essentially went through the same shit.
Yeah, without the turd on the pillow. But, like...
And blamed it on the dog. It's like, if you've ever had a dog or an animal in your life, you know the difference between... feces.
Oh, you know, that's a human shit.
They smell different. They look different.
Yeah, no, there's This one didn't have a lot of fiber in it.
Just like, and despite all that, I'd still hit it.
I mean, like, she's a baddie. Like, according to a computer programmer or something like that, like, they did, like, the dimensions of her face. And her dimensions are perfect. Like, she's geometrically the most perfect, has the most perfect face in Hollywood. Like, she's the most beautiful in, according to this program. Okay. Like, her eyes are perfectly spaced apart. Everything is even. Her ears are perfectly even. Usually, like, you get, like, an ear that's kind of offset or whatever. Like, right. No, she's perfectly symmetrical. You know, like, you get one of those apps and it shows just, like, the left side of your face and it duplicates the left side?
Yeah.
Hers are would be perfect.
Damn.
Both sides. What you see is what she sees. No intra-perspective, different type of play, none of that.
Nice. I mean, she is fire. Ever since I've seen her, she's gorgeous. Okay. Yeah, she's fire. Ugh.
She's toxic, but she's gorgeous.
And I'm not even for white women or like
somebody
that.
Somebody did ask me, like, if you had to choose between Jada or Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
I was like, I would choose the crazy chick. I can't choose a narcissist like fucking Jada. Yep,
Amber Heard, easy.
Yeah, narcissist, I would commit suicide.
Nina was sure. Watching Nutty Professor last night, and Jada used to be in my top 10 because I was just in love with her tiny little frame, and she was so fine to me. And I'm just sitting there watching Nutty Professor. And it made me think of this dude, the homie on Facebook. He was like, man, Jada been toxic this whole time. We just never paid attention. He was like, what did she say? He said, she got Kane killed in Menace to Society.
Get the fuck out.
she made Sherman in the Nutty Professor feel like he wasn't shit and had to alter himself chemically.
Wow.
She said, she took advantage of Blair Underwood working at a bank, got all her homegirls killed. Just started going down her movie.
Dude.
I was like, yo, that is funny as fuck.
You're not wrong.
And I'm like, it's true. It was all right there in our face. I was like, he was like, and she made Jason choose between her or his brother and Jason Lyric. I'm like, damn, she did.
Maybe that's why she takes those roles. Like, they coalesce who she is. I don't have to act outside of my means.
That's why she was so believable in all the roles. Yes. Like, that is who she is.
And they said Will Smith came back and he was with, he's like.
No, did you see that bitch talking about, like, I don't condone what he did.
Oh, she dragged him.
Fuck you.
She wasted no time to drag him. I was like, bruh, we knew this was going to happen.
So, we don't have much time left on this episode. I'll tell this little story. It involves Jada, my toxic ass narcissistic sister who I don't fuck with, and my son. So my sister made a post about Jada. She's siding with Jada, talking about, yeah, that's right. That's what a man's supposed to do. You're right. A man is supposed to protect his woman if she's worth protecting. That's the key thing. But my son Randy, you know, for as dumb as he is, he can make some points sometime. He was like, no, that's fucked up. Like, she's a narcissist. Like, it's plain as day. Like, and she's like, fuck you. You ain't a man. You just a little bitch. I'm like, why are you talking to your nephew like this? And he was like, oh, I ain't a man, but you were living with me. You didn't have no place to stay, and you moved into my one-bedroom apartment. Even when and after my dad told me not to let you because it wasn't going to work out the way I thought it would. And I was like, yeah, because when you told me, I was like, don't do it. She's going to pretend like she's there for a little bit of time and like, oh, no, this is your place. I'm going to respect it. But no, the moment she gets in, she's going to take over, like, this shit is hers, and y'all are in her way. And that's exactly what the fuck happened. Mm. And she's
I don't like it either way. When a guy is telling what a real woman is, I'm like, no, that's what you view what a woman should be. And same thing with girls. Like, oh, a real man would do this. What would you know about raising a man? What would you know about being a man?
Yep. Like, my sister's narcissistic to the point, like,
is this a family trait? What? I know, like, you admit that you're, like, I have a level of narcissism.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like,
you're not toxic. You at least address it.
Like,
but
my narcissism was based solely on my looks, especially growing up when I had, you know, my slim build. You could see four
of my. Oh, that's just egotistical.
Yeah. Conceited, cocky, or confident. Your pick. Like,
I don't correlate that
with my fucking hair and, like, oh, yeah, like, no, just, you couldn't tell me I was ugly. Like, if a bitch, you're ugly. Bitch, you're lying. I know you lying.
You mad because I ain't fucking you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, fuck you. Like, so But yeah, but no, I was always self-aware enough to be like, I ain't the finest motherfucker in the world, but I know I look good.
That's ego. I don't think.
Yeah. All right. But my sister is for real. Like, no matter what happens in her life that she causes, it's always somebody else's fault. And this bitch had the nerve to call my mom a narcissist. I'm like, bitch, please. Like, come on. This woman raised both of us. Like, fuck out of here. Like, the fuck
she just, like, learned the word and be like, I'm going to fucking use the shit out of this.
Yeah, because bitch can barely read. And, like, I'm not even saying that, like, as an insult. She literally has a reading disability. No, there's a lot of people who can't read. Like, she a learning disability that she never really fucking took serious and things of that nature. And, like, everything she fucking does... Like, she posted about my nephew graduating high school, which, you know, great accomplishment, I guess. I mean, it's what you're supposed to do, but whatever. Right. She starts it off with, congratulations to my son for graduating high school, my oldest, and then just proceeds to make the rest of it all about her. Like, if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be graduating. If it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be the type of man he is. If it wasn't for me, like, bitch, you don't even have custody of your kids. Do you know how shitty of a parent you have to be in Nebraska?
Yeah, for a mom to lose
for custody? A mom to not have custody of her kids?
That's a new level of fucked up.
And you're sitting there singing.
Actually try.
And you're singing your own fucking praises.
My friend, before he could even get custody of his kids, of his two sons, his ex-wife had to OD twice before she lost custody. The first time was an outlier. It was
just once ain't enough.
Yeah, okay, I'm like, how traumatizing for your oldest to have to call the ambulance? Like, and you can't just call the ambulance.
Kids were there?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's still like, this is just a one-off. She
didn't mean to take that much.
I mean, she's like,
miscalculated my drug use.
Yes. She's like, well, this is new medication. And the judge is like, all right, well, we'll let that one slide. She did it again. And they're like, And I was just like, how many times, like, as a child, you're 13, you're calling the ambulance. My mom's not here. Like, she's here, but she's not here. I think she's dying. Like, how do you pitch that? You can't just automatically assume my mom's overdosing.
Meanwhile, there's dads like us who want to be actively involved in children's lives. And we got to go through fucking a million hoops just to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Like, I had full custody of my son, and I still had to pay child support on him. What kind of fucking sense does that make? That's like that first, before we were about to record, Nick was like, well, you should just pay your child support. I wanted to jump across the table and slap the shit out of him. Like, listen here, white boy. You don't know what the fuck you talking about right now. But your brain told me, so I'm going to play it cool. that is a very white.
I looked at him like, don't do it.
I'm like, that is a very white thing of you to say right now. Like,
he's from Delaware.
Yeah, I was just like, but that's my boy. I got over it. So, Nick, you almost caught a beatdown. Like, but yeah, man. Like, so you know, like, bitch, how? No matter what happens, good or bad, makes it about her. That's the same thing Jada does.
Absolutely.
And the people that defend her, I'm just like, how? How are you defending?
Oh, trust me, my friend Roland, he's like active in our debate community in all realms of debating. At first he was like standing, like, oh yeah, Will Smith have every right to slap Chris Rock. I'm like, for what, a joke?
And the crazy thing is, it ain't even a joke, it was a compliment.
I was like, it's a low hanging fruit. It didn't even get that much of a chuckle. Like, if anything,
especially what Regina Hall said prior to that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, Will Smith, you need to come down. Jada says that, you know, you're practically single. Like, that was an entanglement joke. All he said was, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. A female empowerment film. And even then, there's videos before she even got there saying, I'm not worried about my bald head of mine.
Yep. I don't care what nobody thinks of
and
it.
And then, I can't confirm it, but somebody said on TikTok that she's self-diagnosed alopecia.
I heard that too. And I heard
and that line on her forehead,
a plastic surgeon actually said that. He's like, that line
is from a brow lift.
Yep.
I was like, motherfucker. I'm like, I can't confirm it, so I can't believe it yet.
I saw a plastic surgeon said, that ain't alopecia. That's from a fucking medical procedure where she got her shit lifted. And I was like, and he would know what the fuck he's talking about because he's a fucking plastic surgeon.
Yeah. So I was like, I can't confirm it.
And because have you ever known anybody with alopecia personally?
Yes.
I have too. And I worked with a chick who had alopecia. She always wore wigs, but when she did take them off, like, Jada, when they showed her head, you could see the stubble all over her head. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not how that looks with alopecia. Like, nope. You literally see smooth-ass spots.
It's smooth as fuck.
It doesn't all go at the same time. It's not uniform. It's spotty and shit. Yep. Like,
hers is uniform and stubby.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you are... Are you that star for fucking attention?
That's why I was like, is this self-diagnosed? I can't believe it yet because it's not confirmed. I'm like, but... The math ain't mathing right now.
I'm like, yeah, all signs point to this bitch is full of shit.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah. When somebody asked me, like, Amber Heard or Jada, I'm like, Amber Heard all day, every day, twice a day. Like, I'd
pick Amber Heard, and I usually side with the melanated people in terms of sexual attraction. Only way white girls get me like that if they have Irish or fucking Australian accents, and then it's just, oh.
If it's Margaret Robbie.
Like butter on a fucking hot pan, I'm just melting.
Yeah, I was like, everyone's like, man, he should have just fucking just taken Margot when he had her. He had her queued up and everything. They didn't really do
Johnny nothing. Did?
No.
Will?
Will, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd have been, bitch.
Yeah, I was like.
Like, dude, her shit is so fucking insane that her daughter wrote a fucking letter to Tupac for some fucking reason. Like, he ain't about to read it. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. I'm like, my mommy misses you. It's basically.
Eminem Stan.
Yeah. It's just basically saying, I wish you were my dad, Pac. Like, so does she. It's just like, you're in love with a ghost.
Real
like,
shit.
The fuck?
Even if he is alive, he probably had to fake his death
just to get the fuck away from her.
I'm just saying, with how much of a headache she is, this man has to go to Dubai to go seek therapy from a guru. He's personal friends, Will Smith is personal friends with the Prince of Dubai. And the best therapist that nation has to offer sees Will Smith. That's how fucked up this man is. He went to the holy capital of Zen just to fucking function with Jada. I'm like, bro, if that's how, if you have to go thousands of miles away to seek therapy, just get rid of the bitch.
Dude, that's one of the most expensive slaps in history.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone's like, oh, now they're trying to cancel Will. Like, you can't cancel Will Smith. You could hurt his pockets, but you can't cancel him.
I mean, you can cancel the movies he had coming up because I guess there was supposed to be a Bad Boys 4, Bright 2.
Bright was weak anyway.
I've never watched it just because I felt like it wasn't going to be all that good.
It's iRobot with aliens or monsters, whatever.
All right, fair enough. I'm okay with that.
It's just like, oh, another discriminatory thing. They're monsters, we're humans, blah, blah, blah. Will Smith fucks with them.
Just an allegory for fucking racism. Fine. Whatever. yeah, and what, has he been like 10 years, I think, from the Academy or some shit like that. And he had to step. Well, dude said you don't step down. You get fired from voting for the Academy and yada, yada. I'm like, that shit. Will Smith finally got his leading actor Oscar. And nobody gives a fuck because of what transpired 20 minutes before that shit.
Shit, he took the thunder away from the Roots when they won their Academy Award.
That is true, because that was all to give Questlove his shit.
Yes.
Yeah. All because, like, women, I love them, but they can be the downfall of men. I mean,
they hold a lot of power.
The Trojan War was started over a woman.
Exactly.
Like,
Mark Anthony.
Christianity was started because a woman lied to her husband about having a one-night stand. Like, we got a whole ass religion because this bitch was a whore and didn't want to fucking admit to Joseph.
Yeah. And she was, what, 13?
I don't remember how old she was, but probably back in those days, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking to. we were talking about pedophilia, and I'm like, I was watching this. I'm not 100% sure she's a psychologist, but woman's very intelligent. There was this documentary called... Are All Men Pedophiles? And the short answer is no. But she said all men are hardwired to look at girls between the ages of 13 and 18 like, damn, and have some sort of feeling. Because for most of humanity, 40 was old age.
Yeah.
15 was middle aged. And that's when women, quote unquote, were prime for having birth and maybe be able to survive and shit. So that's what you had to do. Like, I need her 13 so she can possibly sire a few children type shit. And it's just now in the last 200 years or so where our life expectancy has started
it's to double. Reach.
Yeah. So, and she was just saying it's just hardwired in men, and it'll take many, many, many generations to get that hardwiring out. And I'm like, okay, there's some logic.
I think it's like a society thing. Because, like, if you raise kids and they're in their teenage area, like they're in their teens, you still see them as kids. They're still going to school. They got backpacks on. I don't see them as sexual objects. I did think it was weird that dudes were busting nuts over Millie Bobby Brown turning 18 on Instagram.
They did it with the Olsons when they turned fucking 18.
They catch me outside, girl. They couldn't wait for her to go to porn. I'm like, she don't need to. She made a hit song.
The young black girl from Blackish. Yep. I can't remember her name right now, but they're fucking counting down till she turns 18. I'm like, yeah, she's a gorgeous young lady. Like, I can admit that a teenager is a beautiful young lady. I'm like, yeah, she's fucking gorgeous. But, like, I was telling a dude at work, I was like, my daughter's 18 years old. She's a senior in high school. All her friends are 18 and shit. I was picking her up from school one day, and as I'm sitting in my car just on my phone fucking off, I just see hips and ass out my periphery, and I was like, look over. I was like, damn, somebody mama thick as shit. She straight up looked like a mom, and I was like, huh. And then I see my daughter walking towards her, gets in the car, like, hey, can my friend Mariah get a fucking ride? And I was like, sure, I don't care. She's like, she lives around the corner from us. I'm like, yeah, that's fine, whatever, I don't care. Tell her, call her and tell her to come on. She go, oh no, she's right here. And I was like, oh shit, she's a student. And I was like, ugh, I feel gross. Like, ugh.
That's something like it's a society thing. Like, or like even like when you're around the boys, like typically when you're around the boys, you guys will all have at least close to the same taste in women almost. Or you at least find the same type of women attractive. Like, and I think if you're around a bunch of dudes that talk about teenage girls and shit, I think you're gonna look at them like, oh yeah, she ready. You ready for me to talk to her? Because there's a bunch of politicians. There's fucking Woody Allen. He done conditioned his adoptive daughter to fucking be his wife now. Man. Like, people are fucking creeps. I think it's a society thing. I don't know if it's hardwiring. Because, I mean, like, then we wouldn't have interracial fucking marriages, I don't believe. Because for hundreds of years, we're secular as fuck.
I mean, yeah, you might be right.
It's what you, like, I think it's what you allow to pass. Like, sometimes when you're around people, like, hey, man, we don't go over here. Like, it's like the Lion King. What's that shadowy place? And yeah, we don't go there. Yeah. That's Council of Bluffs.
What I will say is because, you know, I'm a little bit older than you. The girls in high school, when I went, are not built like the girls in high school that my daughter goes to school with.
I know this.
Like,
I know this.
Dude, I'm just like, yeah, I'd have probably had 6 kids in high school if a motherfucker showed up with ass. Like there'd be a few that were, like, super developed, and you're like, damn, yeah. But some of these girls my daughter's friends with, dude, they could get into the club right now, no ID. I don't think nobody would fucking even question it.
Probably not.
Like, you look grown as fuck. That's crazy.
I know. There's like, that's the evil of TikTok, because you start seeing these girls who are still in high school, and they... like, their mom is, like, dancing right next to them. They look around the same fucking age.
Yeah, I saw this Asian girl and mom. They were like, which one's the mom? I was like, I don't know. Asians don't raise them.
There was a black mom that had 3 daughters, and they all looked the same. You know, they, like, pick which one's the mom. I'm like, I don't fucking know. The only reason why I know is whoever had the most fucking jewelry on, whoever had the most bracelets.
Because that's the one that made the money. Yes!
That's how I knew it. Because the daughters, they had a couple bracelets, or they had, like, hair ties and shit. No, the mom had the rocks and the bracelets. I'm like, that's the mom. I'm like, how'd you know? I'm like, she got the jewelry.
Which is crazy, because Nina and Angelique have been like, oh, is that your little sister? Like, what? Fuck no, that's her mom. And I love my daughter because she likes baggy clothes. I'm like, good, keep the boobs.
Oh, she's the Billie Eilish?
She likes baggy shit. She doesn't feel comfortable in skin-tight clothing. Neither one of my daughters do.
Like, dude, oh, dude. Real creepy with Billie Eilish turning 18. I'm like, y'all are sick.
And then when she actually took the baggy shit off and showed that
we knew it.
Yeah, big you boobs and shit. You
don't fill out baggy clothes. Like, because when I go to the gym, I wear a baggy fucking hoodie. I was like, and you can always tell if somebody actually has a chest by the way the baggy clothes hang off their fucking shoulders and chest.
Yeah.
Her shit, she pushed her shirt out. We knew she had titties. We knew she had ass. You can't hide an ass behind baggy pants. I'm sorry. I was like, but we didn't know she had hips. But, I mean, really, is that really a big thing that people are looking at? No, we knew that she was... We knew she had a body. She knew she had a body. That was the whole selling point.
That's people admitting out loud that, oh, if it wasn't taboo or illegal, yep, I'd have been fucking her. Yeah. I'd have been trying to fuck her.
I've like, heard dudes actually say that shit. I'm like, we can't associate, dog. Fuck you mean? I'm like, I'll see you in passing. I'm like, but the way you are wired, no. Nah. Because if something bad, if you do something and act out of pocket, and like, oh, Brayden knows him, let's go talk to Brayden about it. Nope, Brayden don't know shit. Don't ask me nothing. I heard him one time say, if he could, he would. I was like, nah, I'm sorry.
Most dog. I've ever said it was like, if I was 18, I'd fuck with her.
Oh, absolutely.
But like,
if I was 15, I'd fuck with a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah. Just like, goddamn, man. And I was saying this, and I was like, my only caveat and all that shit, and talking about, I was like, when I was 15, I knew if I wanted to fuck. I'm not saying all teenagers are built like me, but it's fucking weird. And people are weird. Like, the countdown to 18 is fucking insane.
It's weird. There's no right way to do it.
And it's been going on since as long as I can fucking remember. With any child, like, and with the Olsons, I'm like, they're not even fucking, to me personally, I don't know anybody else's take, I'm like, they're not attractive to me.
Nope.
But you there was like literally a countdown clock on the internet, the early days of internet, when they were, I'm like, that is fucking insane.
I know. That's when we first started looking at Limp Bizkit. Like, dog, you getting a little too excited, Fred Durst.
It's just like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with y'all people?
Yeah, no, it's always been a weird slice.
And anytime I've seen a girl, I'm like, oh, damn, she's sexy as shit. Well, she's 16. I feel gross.
Yep.
Ew. You're pretty, but get the fuck away from me.
Trust me, like, that's like now the reason why I wear like the actual beard outside of grown women actually liking this shit. But it was like my deterrent to let girls know I'm not in high school no more.
I'm a grown ass goddamn man.
Because like I was at a laundromat, and this girl asked me, so what high school you go to? I'm like, high school? I'm like, what high school did I go to or do I go to? She's like, which one do you go to? I'm like, I don't. She's like, oh, you're in college? I'm like, no. I'm in my 30s.
Bitch, I am a grown-ass man with a mortgage. Get the fuck away from me.
I was like, you can't even vote yet. Like, don't talk to me.
Like, even still, like, as a 40-year-old dude, ugh, that sounds weird.
Ugh. Yeah, no, like, I can't talk to a girl unless she's, like, in her mid-20s. Because, like, I need you to get out of that party stage. Like, yep. I drink, yes, but I can't go to the bar every weekend and fuck around and, you know, like, just go to, like, house. Like, I don't want to do that shit.
Like, technically, 18 is legal in most states.
Yes.
Nebraska's 19. As a dude that just turned 40, I could not fuck with an 18-year-old. Like, no, yeah. Fucking... We don't have...
two lifetimes.
Yeah, I'm like, we don't have shit in common. Bitch, you don't know what time Usher Raymond was in his drop top cruising the streets.
Dude, I love that TikTok.
You know what I mean? Like... Fuck out of here. You don't remember pagers?
It's 7 o'clock on the dot. Where is Usher? And the amount of people, even black people, like, oh, I don't know. What the fuck
is that the chick who works at Walmart and she goes around asking her employees?
There's a girl in the military that does it. Like, there's somebody that works at, like, Lowe's and Walmart and Sam's.
I seen the one at Walmart and she was like, she's, who likes orange soda? And everybody's like, I like orange soda. I'm like, oh, God damn it. I was like, you know what? I blame the parents. It's the parents.
Yeah, no, because like she was asking nothing but black people. I was like, all right, I expected white people couldn't get it. So part two, I'm gonna ask all the black people I work with, and none of them knew. Even the older guy didn't know. I was like, get the fuck out of here! Like, Usher's only in one spot at 7 o'clock. He's in his drop top cruising the streets. Right.
I'm like, what?
Like, some of y'all were created to this song. Like, oh yeah, it was a whole thing. But before we log off, it was an hour-long episode. You guys needed it because we haven't been here in a while. We support women having a decision. They should have a decision. It's their fucking body. If you guys want to debate the whole process, I'm down. I'm at login Brayden.
At login Tristan. At login on TikTok. Get at me.
At login official. I'll talk to you guys on there too.
That too. My thing is like, if you don't have a uterus, you shouldn't have a say so in what that uterus does. And like Kamala Harris,
your uterus, like that's what I'm saying.
Like Kamala Harris said when she was debating, show me a law on any book in any state that dictates a man's body and what he can do with it.
Yeah. No, if anything, we should force vasectomies.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Snip them fucking vas deferens at birth.
I mean, there's male birth controls that are just cleared studies now.
Word?
Yep. And in Germany, my friend in Germany showed me this machine. He bought it. You put your balls in it, and it vibrates your balls for like 15 minutes. And then you're shooting blanks for the next day or so.
Really?
I was like, hit me up in 6 months and see how it just like.
I need to see the science on that one.
I was like, hit me up in 6 months. Let me know how you feel.
Bro,
like,
I wish male birth control was alive and well when I was fucking a teenager, dude. Like my
I'm
life.
Still single. I can still take advantage of this shit. I mean, it does not protect you from STDs. Let me just say that.
Yeah, that's never been a thing.
I have like thousands of views of me talking about that on my Instagram. People are like, really, Braden? I'm like, I'm dead ass serious. I'm like, I might wait like 6 to 8 months before I get on it. I just want to see how it reacts with everybody else.
Let the clinical trials run.
Yeah, but if you think I'm not going to be on the fucking pill.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm leaving it in, baby.
Like yeah, if we're going to start dictating what people can do with their bodies, then fuck it, vasectomies for
forced
all.
Forced vasectomies.
Until at least they're 25.
Yep.
Because.
Yeah, you got to wait for you to get out of your puberty phase. So at 26, forced vasectomies until you want to have a kid, then you can go ahead and get that reversible. But yeah, outside of that, you guys want to talk about it, fucking be about it, hit me up. Log out.